Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello! Welcome to the Young and Hungry AfterBuzz After Show. I'm loving this song! If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, hit subscribe, we're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. You can tweet at me live during the show at Yael Teagle. That's Yael Teagiel. And I think you can use the hashtag ABTVYoungHungry. I think that's it. I don't know. We'll find out.
Maybe.
Let me introduce my lovely panel. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Michelle Cullen, and you can find me on Twitter at Michelle_Cullen.
Yay.
I'm Becca Brown, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV.
Awesome. Welcome, ladies. It's a girls only show.
It is.
Which felt so right with the second episode.
To be honest, yes.
Yep.
All right, so we're talking about two episodes. Seriously, Dakota. We just don't need guys right now. Let's start with Young and Therapy, the first episode from last week. I'm so sad with where it ended, so let's not go there yet.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
They're a mess.
You seem upset.
They're an absolute mess.
They are.
But
such
I knew
a mess.
That. Yeah. So yeah. I'm not surprised with how it ended.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Let's talk about Jake and the quinceañera. Or the Kinson Warder, or whatever he was called.
Lots of different words came out of his mouth trying to describe a quinceañera.
Yeah.
I can't even say it.
I wish I wrote him down. I just, every time it was such a struggle.
It was. But as you were saying, he was cute. I think he looks good in a tux, I'm going to say it.
No, yeah.
No, that's just, it? Yes.
Yeah.
I like your description. So Jake's going to the quinceañera in Florida.
Yes.
With Sophia. And I didn't realize that their relationship had gone to this level. And I guess he hadn't either. Did you guys think that it was a little fast for them?
I definitely did, especially with the manner in which they got together. Yeah. It was very surprising that she asked him to go to this big family event, mm-hmm. and that he said yes.
Yeah.
Especially considering his personality, which has been pretty well established.
Right.
In the episodes we've seen him in, where that's not really something he would follow through on necessarily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think with Sophia, it's easy for someone to turn into a like pushover, I guess, to be like, to be more tempted to do things they normally wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. I guess. Sophia's kind of a bad influence in some ways.
Or the best influence.
Or a good influence.
Yep.
Depending on how you think of it.
Yeah.
It just felt very odd that they would get to that level. As you were saying, the way that they got together, I thought it was pretty clear that they were just having a good time.
Yep. Hanging out.
But all of a sudden, their boyfriend, and he's going to meet her family, and
There's stuff going on.
Yeah. So, like, their breakup wasn't a surprise to me at all.
No.
All right, let's... What we really want to talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, we're going to wait on Josh that. Ha-ha! Because I know we really want to talk about it. I want to talk about Elliot and Nikolai.
Yeah.
Elliot. Silly boy.
Right?
Yeah. So, he's flirting with his masseur.
I mean, I'd flirt with him too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if you were married? Even if it was clear that he wanted to be your
I don't think I would go that far, mm-hmm. but Yeah, I'd flirt with them too.
Yeah, I thought that when Yolanda was giving him the massage, I thought that he would do wrong. I didn't think he would stop it. I thought Elliot would do
Yeah, I didn't
wrong.
Think so either. Yeah. I was actually very surprised that... And I think so was Yolanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they want to damage that storyline of Elliot and his husband because it's just kind of such a nice... positive dysfunctional relationship, if you will. Like, it's
positive dysfunctional.
It's the only actual, when you think about it, the only actual working relationship in yeah. the Young and Hungry universe
oh,
right
absolutely.
Now. Like, that's what it is. And I think it got really far, and I was concerned. And I mean, they rounded it out with him almost saying he had
a boner.
A
word
boner.
You're
yes.
looking for is boner.
It stopped yeah. it stopped at bone
it did
on
stop.
The on the TV. But yes, a boner, and that was uncomfortable, I think, for everyone.
I was surprised they even
gave him that.
Used yeah. half the word.
Well, Freeform is trying to distance themselves.
Yeah, yes. but still. I was still surprised.
I wonder what the chat role is thinking about these things. Where they stand. Because if they're waiting to talk about Gosh, we're not there
well,
yet.
Yep. They're Well, there's a lot of talk about when did Sophia and Jake become a couple, and
yeah.
SJ Fisher is calling it just a fling.
Right.
But said that he wishes they lasted.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, yeah, no, I wish they lasted as well, actually. I think they end up being really cute.
Yeah,
I
really
want him
like
to come
them.
Back.
Not to get into predictions, but I feel like they're going to get back together.
If he comes yeah. back to the show.
Oh, he has to.
Yes.
Decision made.
Please.
Yes. Done. We've decided
yeah,
for you.
It has to happen. All right, fine. We can talk about Gosh.
Or Jabby.
Not calling it Jabby. All right, Jabby. I know everyone's on Jabby. All right, so at our tanning salon, we find out that it's below a therapy, a doctor's office, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. I love this storyline. I think that's so funny and so creative.
I think where it led to was just really clever.
Yeah.
Because the last, yeah. I don't know, 5 minutes or so of the episode, I was just dying.
Yeah. No, it was crazy where we led to. But the idea of her sitting and listening in on the therapy session, that did not surprise me. That was mm-hmm. not original. But the way that they did it, where it was a tanning salon under the therapy session, I think that was so clever.
It was, and it provided enough allusion to the muffled voice, mm-hmm. and you only hear Kaminsky, that you buy in. I thought it was Josh.
Yeah.
I thought it was
spilling
Josh.
His feelings.
Yeah.
So that was a nice twist in this episode. It wasn't as predictable as I thought it would be.
Right. Absolutely. I like that it led to a discussion about who they are as people. And when they did their Freaky Friday,
oh my God,
so good. I really wish we had a therapist on the show to be like, yes, that is called a Freaky Friday.
Is it?
I don't think it is.
Is it called a Freaky Friday?
Clinical
that'd be the best thing ever.
I take it to the chat room.
I love that movie.
So. True or false? But I liked that we got to see them open up and be vulnerable. And I like that we ended up seeing a different side of the show, really, because I feel like it's always joke, joke, joke.
Yeah.
I yeah.
saw true, like, maybe how actual couples do and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I'm not in a relationship.
That's right, gentlemen. Becca's single.
Single!
I thought...
Hi!
Considering, again, I don't know how many weeks have passed since Coachella and everything technically within the timeline,
yeah.
but I felt like his mom visiting and then having an issue and then immediately couples therapy when you've just started dating, I had to remind myself that there was a year of buildup to this moment so that it didn't feel as ridiculous to me
yeah.
that they were going to couples therapy.
I have the same thing because we do 2 episodes every week. Those episodes feel like, great, it's one cohesive story. Whereas every week in between, I feel like it's been forever. So I never know how long the relationship actually is.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
a really good point, that we had Coachella and then they got together and they still haven't done it and their first date got ruined and then here's the parents were there. And that's where we are.
Yeah.
The timeline is askew.
Yeah, I feel like that's for every TV show I'm watching. I'm just like, Okay. What is this even following a timeline? Is
it? Yeah, it's like they're slowing time down and then speeding it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I'd like to see them get together now that they're broken up, because that's where they seem to be best.
Yeah. They always find their way back to each other somehow.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens in the show, they, like, they can get together with as many people, other people besides each other as possible, and they'll always get back together in the end.
They're OTP, Becca.
They are OTP. I hope everyone knows what OTP means.
Tell them what it means.
One true pairing.
Aww. I like that this show, it gets, it like is the epitome of shipping and OTP and like all of that terminology. Can be easily explained with Young and Hungry. Yes.
Well, I love love.
Nice. I actually didn't realize until this episode that they were 7 years apart.
Yeah.
That was kind of a surprise.
Well, I feel like they're about that far apart in real life as well. So.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like she's a little older.
They're both a little older.
Right.
I know her birthday is like today or tomorrow. 24th.
Wow.
Whoa.
Fun fact, guys. Did not know that.
All right.
No, I think that was a very important thing. And it pointed out also, I like that she pointed out that they're both really immature.
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah.
They are both so immature. Like seriously, he's an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we had the parents there and they were talking about this whole, you're the adult taking advantage of her, I forgot that was a thing, and now we're like they're trying to remind us that there's an age difference.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we don't address it enough?
Kind of. I mean, I completely forgot it existed until this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I think at one point while I was watching this show, like probably season one, I thought they were supposed to be the same age on the show.
But just he was at a blossoming career and she didn't?
Yeah. There you go. All right. I mean, could be realistic. Yeah, realistic.
I think I originally thought like 3 years apart, three mm-hmm. or four, and then it's seven, and that's more than what I thought.
It's like times.
I feel like the way they behave, I would like them to be further apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm not saying necessarily that I think the relationship is better when they're... the age difference is so big, but I feel like the way they behave, if she was 21, you know what I mean? Because she acts, because they're so immature.
Yeah.
I wish it was more reasonable. All right, before we move on to the next episode, is there anything you need to add about this episode?
I personally feel, and people could definitely disagree with me with this, but once they got together, the storylines felt really disjointed for a while, and mm-hmm. I feel like the writers kind of realized that that was happening and that there was more to develop with these characters, so I think the breakup came at a really good integral part in the story, and they're going to continue to grow separately and then eventually come back together, and I feel like that's the show's like big grand ending will be...
Yeah.
Like them coming back together in a fantastic way, whether or not they get together and break up several more times in that journey. Who knows?
Yeah.
But for a while we had, you know, Josh and Gabby / Josh and Jake for a little bit, and then Yolanda and Elliot, like, and it was two very separate things, and sometimes Sophia flip-flop between the two, but they weren't all in one cohesive storyline anymore, mm-hmm. and that was kind of less fun for me personally to watch, so having them all unified again in a way.
How interesting.
Yeah, I agree actually with that. I mean, I like them together. I everyone likes Jabby together. Gosh, whatever you prefer to call them. What do you prefer
Jabby
to call them? It could be either, but I mean, I like seeing Gabby and Sophia storylines, mm-hmm. them hanging out, them bonding over breakup,
yeah,
which we see later. Just like girl time on the show.
That's true. I just feel like at this point, I just wish that we could, okay, they're together, now let's deal with the things that couples deal with together. I feel like, and I'm going to kind of age myself here. I feel like the show, if you put it together with the nanny a little bit, right, where there's the boss employee, and they are meant to be together, and they will eventually be together. That show,
it's like the same story.
Yeah, that show made it work once they were together because they now dealt with what it was like being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Which I would have liked to see. And I feel like we got it a little bit with the parents and then gave up on it.
I think that's fair. And I do think they'll probably get together and break up.
More,
or almost get together and then not do it.
Yeah.
That thing.
It's going to happen more.
And through those experiences, they'll deal with quasi-relationship situations, very real relationship things that partners have to go through, but without actually being partners yet. Yeah.
plus the comedy is comes more easily, I feel like, when they do break up.
Interesting.
And they are getting into fights, just because the way they deal with fights is in a very immature way, and it's hilarious.
Well, that totally takes us into our next episode. But before we go into our next episode, I want to thank you all for joining us. Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat, and thank you to everyone who tunes in every week. We clearly love the show and love talking about it, and we ask you to do a very simple thing for us. Go to iTunes, hit subscribe, that way you don't miss a single episode. Also, you can rate and review us. So if you like us, that's 5 stars. If you don't like us, that's 4 stars. The other stars, they don't work. Don't worry about it. So 5 stars you like us, 4 stars you don't. And then you bang on your keyboard. That's what that hand gesture is. Bang on your keyboard and let us know what we're doing well, what we can be doing better. We do not have any new reviews.
We don't.
But we are going to challenge you. That's right. Take it away.
We are challenging you. If we get 5 brand new reviews on iTunes by our last show, we will have a very special guest. Who should I say his name?
Yes, say who it is.
It rhymes with Bonathan.
Nice. That's right. We're going to work on getting him here, but only if we get 5 new reviews.
5.
That's not just hitting the stars, banging on the keyboard as well.
Say your feelings.
I will even take an emoji. If you literally just like put emojis. An emoji, yeah, we will take that as a review.
I like the cute monkey emojis.
Shout out to Becca, cute monkey.
Yeah.
You have your mission.
Awesome. Good. Challenge issued. Okay, let's move on to Young and Rachel Ray. All right, so I like the fact that they addressed the situation and that she still works for him, and she thought she was getting fired, and instead she gets a 2-week paid vacation.
I love that she negotiated that, too, as she was walking out. She was just like, fine, let's take a 2-week break. By the way, I'm gonna need you to pay me for that. Okay, bye. And he just did it.
Yeah. I want that.
I want that power.
Yeah, I want that job. Where I could take vacation.
How is she able to negotiate?
Because she dated her boss.
Yeah, that's what happens.
But broke up and so, keep breaking up.
Well, we now have to deal with this breakup, and so she and Sophia have the genius idea.
Such a good idea
of the dump truck. Oh my God, so clever, and the punny names, and it's genius.
I want it to be real.
Yeah.
So we can go there.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Field trip.
If this isn't a thing, I guess no one can do it now because the show will sue. But shame on you for not thinking of it to begin with, people.
Well, it could be a thing. We should search it.
Yeah. Challenge to the chat roll. Find us the dumped truck.
Yes.
Find out if it exists.
Yeah. So anyway, Elliot, our social media god, I have forgotten that he is a PR rep.
Me too. Right? And I was like, wait, what?
He hasn't done anything all season in terms of his job. And I completely forgot that he's a publicist.
Trying to remember the last time he actually did PR and it was, you know, well noted in the show. And I feel like it was
Season one
for Josh's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was making, you know, a big fuss about that. And then it was his wedding, and he obviously didn't plan his wedding.
Yeah.
And then he was just there.
Right. He hasn't done anything. So
He's just done stuff, but it hasn't been on the screen.
Sure.
All right.
And so that's what we're supposed to believe.
The
social media god. He gets all these people to come to the dump truck, and then he gets her on Rachel Ray, who is her hero.
Her live hero.
Real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Live hero.
Good work, Elliot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he actually is good at his job, he clearly doesn't have to work for months or years on end.
Obviously.
And then just real quick, he's back into it. That's magic.
It is.
And so they go on to Rachel Ray, and we have to deal with the wedding, which we'll get to, and the wedding. Anyway, so she freaks out. It's moments like these where I'm disappointed in her as a character, because Rachel Ray points out to her that you don't need a man to be successful. And shame on her for pointing out that all of her things, all of her success was based on him. Shame on her for pointing that out.
How dare she?
Yeah.
It's based on you, Gabby.
I do feel for her a little bit, though, in that moment, for Rachel Ray bringing up the picture on the screen, and then her being on live TV, having a very emotional reaction to that news and not being allowed to go.
Like, at the place she's already
screen, or just have a moment.
It's live television.
It all happens live.
But just like this show.
Just like
but she's already in a rough place, and...
So, Michelle, let me show you a picture of your ex engaged. No, I'm kidding. I don't know any of
my exes. I'm on pretty good terms with all my exes.
Whatever. Anyway, way to ruin my joke.
I'm so sorry. Of high school. So, yeah.
You've ruined my joke.
I did. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, so let's talk about Josh's exes that he brings in. We meet Ella.
We only get to one.
Yeah,
we only
get to one. And I love her. I love that it was this giant ruse.
I was thinking the whole episode. I'm like, oh my god, she's actually insane. What is going on?
So
can
I went.
She leave?
I went with like a legal thing, being like, no, legally in California, you can't get married. You need you need 24 hours between the signing the thing and doing the ceremony. You can't like legally. And he was like, did we go to Vegas? And she goes, no, you're rich. And I went, no, legally, then it's not real. So he needs a. First of all, for someone who's such a successful businessman, does he not have lawyers?
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like he just Googles laws if he ever gets into trouble, but he hasn't gotten into trouble.
He's a billionaire because he doesn't spend money on anything, but...
That's a fair point.
A chef.
But that loft.
And the chef.
And the chef.
And yeah.
Well, the servants.
Yeah.
The
that help. Too.
The help.
His three help.
Okay, three because got me. Okay.
And the loft in San Francisco. So whatever you think that loft is worth... You know, quadruple it.
Yeah, that's where all the money goes.
All right, so he doesn't have a lawyer. I get it. But still, like, you're right. Google it.
Right?
Where's the wedding certificate? Sorry, go on.
It's fine. I can imagine, though, if you're hungover and you look down and there's a wedding ring on your finger, you probably believe that it could have happened because you don't really know what you did the night before.
I am a stickler for the law.
But with what's happened with his other multiple girlfriends.
Yeah, when he gets drunk.
It's believable.
Yep.
Who knows?
It's believable for him.
Absolutely.
He knows it.
Which is why I think he needs a lawyer on call who, like, when he's drunk, is there to stop him.
They said he's not that bright.
Yeah,
he's
obviously.
Not. Obviously.
Yeah. Is he not? You know what storyline they better do this season? They better make him run out of money at some point, or like think he's running out of money.
Oh, that would be good,
right? Because
they haven't touched on that yet at all.
Because I feel like
he doesn't spend enough money to run out of money.
He doesn't do anything either.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything besides just sit in his loft,
and he pays his employees.
He's gotta like
work.
Maybe they can actually do a trip to Vegas episode.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And they can gamble and stuff, and he can lose all his money.
And then he and Gabby could accidentally get married in Vegas.
We're in prediction territory. We're in prediction territory. All right. So Ella played him 12 years in the making.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Absolutely. Whew,
especially at senior prom.
Yeah. What did you guys think about her twist?
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I laughed, and I loved that her friend, I think, because it was just Vicky, was just like, okay, we're out.
Yeah.
I have done my part.
So good.
I was falling for it the entire time because I'm not... My Yeah.
I definitely thought they were going to go with the... legal loophole and not that it was her pulling his chain the whole time. And I love that they went with the pulling the chain.
Yeah.
Love it. So good.
Go power.
He deserved it.
He did. He deserves a lot more than
he ditched her to go to prom with someone he didn't really know on the night of prom.
Yeah.
So, in other words, Josh hasn't changed at all.
Ooh. Ouch.
I also like that she points out that he has a hot brother.
Yes.
Ooh. Very
like,
true,
wait
though.
Wait a second. There's got to be something there that we're missing.
To be honest, I date his brother.
You date his brother? Over him? Yeah. You have to. Yep. You can't have both.
Well, I'm closer to... I feel like I'm closer to his brother's age.
Because that's the reason. Sure.
All right. It is.
Before we move on to predictions, because we were already halfway there.
I like Josh.
We were...
I want to point out, for those who missed it, Gabby sells her food truck in the end to the real Gabby.
That was so cool.
Guys, that was the real Gabby that this show is based on. That's her.
I like that they made it like into a joke. Like,
yeah. Where she says like, oh, maybe they'll make a show out of it.
And I'm like,
no.
That's when I realized. I'm like... Oh, clever.
She's actually been in studio for an interview here.
Really?
I believe it was a Chatting with Kathy interview.
That's awesome.
So
guys, check out Chatting with Kathy. It may not have been. It may have been a spotlight on. One or the other. Definitely happened.
That's so cool.
That's very interesting.
So, mind blown right there.
Fun fact.
Yeah. All right. Let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz
Pink
TV.
Light.
Oh my god.
Predictions.
Okay, again, no trailer for next week. We never get a trailer.
Never.
But I predict we will do an episode about Josh losing money. Yeah, that's all I got. Go on.
That's fair. I think that they're going to find themselves in a situation. This is such a cop-out prediction because it's going to happen, but in a situation where they're almost back together. And then complications arise, and then they realize that they shouldn't be together right now.
Shock.
Right?
Becca?
I think and want Sophie and Jake back together.
Yeah, I hope so. Fingers crossed on that one. They're good for each other.
And I want him to come back to the show.
I predict that they will get back together, and that will lead... Jabby back towards each other.
I wish a love triangle of some sort would happen on the show this season. I know it has
with
happened.
With who? In the who would
but
be
But I don't know.
Who would be the triangle?
I kind of want one of Gabby's exes to come back.
Let me guess who.
I know.
A blonde boy.
Yeah.
He might have been in Dream Street. It's fine.
What was his name again?
Yeah.
Jamie something.
It was like a Jamie, right, with a J.
Yeah.
Becca, what was his name again?
In real life?
Yeah.
Jesse McCartney.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Jesse. You, every week, I think he should come back.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I'll say this.
I like seeing cute people on the screen.
No one's complaining here. But I'll say this. You keep pushing and eventually they might put him back.
All right.
There you go.
And
we'll keep pushing every week.
Boo agrees with me.
Boo agrees?
Yeah.
Boo, you would agree.
Yeah. She said, predict Jesse McCartney's character comes back and Josh gets jealous again.
I'd be okay with that triangle.
Yeah.
I would be okay with it. I was okay with it before.
I know you were.
I mean, right. I like both of them, but yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. Thank you, everybody who joined us live in the chat, and for everyone listening on iTunes. We have issued the challenge. Don't forget, 5 brand new reviews, and we will get a guest. That's right, Josh himself in the studio. We will be back the week after next to cover 2 episodes, so please tune in. Until then, Becca, where can people keep up with you online?
At Becca B Talks TV on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. Michelle.
You can find me on Twitter at Michelle_Cullen.
Awesome. You can find me online at Yell Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. And I have an iTunes podcast. It's free as well. It's called Intimate Interrogations. Check it out. Did I say it's free? It's free. Check it out. And we'll see you in 2 weeks for more Young and Hungry. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.